You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You may hear jets flying overhead this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will conduct evening training flights through Thursday. The F-35 aircraft will be operating until around 9 p.m. Pilots will follow flight paths in an effort to minimize noise, but you may still hear them. A chancellor is crossing the state. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The pick is in. Dr. Thomas Gibson, chancellor at UW-Stevens Point, has been appointed as the next chancellor of UW-Milwaukee. He'll become the institution's 10th leader. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents unanimously approved his selection, with Gibson set to take on the role starting July 1st. The regents praised Gibson's leadership qualities, noting his ability to foster student success and build strong community partnerships.
There are extended customer service hours today at Wisconsin Department of Transportation DMV offices. DMV service centers will remain open until 6 p.m. This is to help those needing a photo ID in order to vote. If you don't already have a Wisconsin driver's license, ID, or other form of identification, you can still get one at the DMV. You will need to bring documentation proving your identity and Wisconsin residency. This can include a birth certificate and a utility bill with your current address. The DMV offers ID cards for voting purposes to U.S. citizens free of charge. The Southwood County Historical Museum announced a shipping delay with the Laura Ingalls Wilder traveling exhibit. They were planning to open today, but are working to resolve the issue. SWCHM will update when the display will be opening. It's finally here. It's Election Day in Wisconsin. Savannah Tolme Olson breaks down the statewide races.
The Supreme Court race will likely determine the future of abortion, collective bargaining, and other major issues in the state. The court currently has a liberal majority, but liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. That means the balance of the state's highest court is up to the voters today. Data shows spending in this race may reach $100 million. It's already the most expensive court race in American history. It shows just how important Wisconsin is to the national picture of politics. Analysts say this is also the first big chance to see how a purple state like Wisconsin has reacted to the first couple months of the Trump administration. Elon Musk has spent tens of millions of dollars trying to get conservative judge and former attorney Brad Schimmel elected, while Susan Crawford has also accepted money from billionaires. Meanwhile, the race for state superintendent will have implications for Wisconsin kids. Incumbent Jill Underly is being challenged by Brittany Kinzer. Underly is a former teacher who has spent the last few years at state superintendent, while Kinzer is an education consultant who's mostly worked in charter schools and doesn't have a teaching license in Wisconsin. Liberals have typically backed Underly, while conservatives have mostly supported Kinzer. There's also a question on the ballot today asking whether to amend the Wisconsin Constitution to require certain types of ID to vote. It would basically turn Wisconsin's existing voter ID laws into a constitutional amendment, meaning it would be harder to strike it down or repeal it. It's been proposed and supported by Republicans, and groups like the League of Women Voters and Disability Rights Wisconsin oppose it. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers get pounded by the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another lopsided loss for the Brewers, losing 11-1 to Kansas City. They fell behind 4-0 after just two innings and gave up six more in the seventh. Pitcher Aaron Civale out now with a pulled hamstring. They had to call up right-hander Grant Anderson from Nashville. Manager Pat Murphy.
Pitching staff is decimated. I mean, what can I tell you guys? I mean, a lot of our top pitchers aren't here. I said 8 out of the 13. and we've been a man down. Anderson got in at 3 a.m. and had to pitch today, more than he's pitched, just to suck it up for the team because we didn't have that many arms available.
NBA, the Bucks host the Phoenix Suns tonight at Fiserv Forum at the NFL meetings in Florida. Brian Gutekunst asked if Jair Alexander could be back with the Pack.
Jair, I think we're still working through that. Obviously a very, very good player for us, and we have some time here to kind of figure that out.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been 30 years since the original Heat hit movie screens. Fans of Michael Mann's heist film starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino might be happy to know there is a sequel on the way. Rumors have Adam Driver and Austin Butler set to star in the new film, although nothing has been officially greenlit. According to Rolling Stone, Heat, which was released in 1995, was the 28th best film in the 90s, and it was the first time Al Pacino and Robert De Niro ever appeared on screen together. The actors were both in The Godfather 2, but never had a seen together on camera. According to Puberty.com, that's right, Heat 2 will be a sequel and a prequel all in one. Michael Mann has confirmed he has submitted a draft of the script to Warner Brothers. The plot sounds a bit convoluted, but interesting. There is no date yet for production to start, and sources say the film should hit theaters in late 2026. A new Hollywood power couple might be on the horizon if rumors are true. Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney have been seen together recently, just days after the actress broke up with her longtime boyfriend. The two stars of Anyone But You have put to bed rumors of any involvement previously. It's about time these two talented young actors started getting some publicity. Country singer Morgan Wallen made a controversial exit after being the musical guest on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Instead of mingling and being social, as is the custom, Morgan ditched the cast and posted a picture on social media of his plane and a caption that read, "Get me back to God's country." Wallen lives in Tennessee, a state recently voted one of the worst to live in a CNBC quality of life survey from 2024. Seems like God deserves better. So does Saturday Night Live. The weekend box office numbers are in, and they were good, but not great. Action was king as the new Jason Statham film, A Working Man, landed in first place with a haul of $15 million at the gate. The action film overcame mediocre reviews, but audiences responded to the tune of 90% favorability. Statham plays a construction worker who has to rescue his boss's daughter from human traffickers. Been there, folks. It's no easy task. Coming in second place last week was Disney's Snow White, which brought in about $1 million less at the box office, bringing its two-week total to about $66 million. Faith-based drama The Chosen Part 1 came in third place with a take of $11.5 million. There are no critics' reviews, but as with many faith-based films, audiences are raving about it. Part 2 opens next week. Rounding out the top five were the horror film The Woman in the Yard and the comedy Death of a Unicorn. Both films made their debut over the weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, right around 42. Tonight, some snow, eventually changing to rain. We could get 1 to 2, maybe up to 3 inches of wet, slushy accumulation. Tomorrow, rain likely. It'll be breezy with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.